When you do anything whatsoever, when you're giving a definition, when you're thinking about something, when you're trying to look at an issue or trying to find opportunities or looking at yourself or looking at a new strategy, whatever the hell you want to do, it doesn't matter. You must ensure that you are doing so at the foundation level, the root level of whatever you're trying to do, the universal level of whatever you're trying to do. So for example, in everyday example is, let's say you're a scientist. If you're a scientist and you say, I'm going to create a scientific experiment on if God exists, if that was even possible. So in your thesis, you better make sure that all your words are defined very clearly. So anyone who picks it up of any culture, any background, any age can know what the hell you're talking about when you say God. Just because you have a belief and a connotation and understanding, a definition in your mind of God doesn't mean shit when you're trying to give it to others, when you're trying to prove against or for something for others, in this case, the existence of God. So you better make sure that you define God. When we say God, we mean this, this, and this. So your audience, whether they believe they're for your belief or not, they know what you're talking about. It is just idiotic as shit for you to go and say, this is a scientific experiment on what if God exists, but you come from a background and an angle and a connotation of the God of Islam, Allah, the God of Christianity, the God of Judaism, the God of Wiccans, of pagantry, Gaia, any God, because you are biased. So now if you want to be biased and have a connotation, a certain belief, that's fine. You do whatever the hell you want in life, but you better define it. You then don't say, I'm doing a scientific experiment on if God exists. You better say, I'm doing a scientific experiment on if God exists, and God is defined in this experiment as the God of Islam or the God of Christianity or something like that. Because then that shows a few things. Number one, it shows you're very educated in the field of experimentation, in the field of communication, in the field of academia. Ideally, of course, you can argue that. It also shows that you know how to communicate properly when you're trying to communicate to every audience possible. Whoever's going to pick up your book, your experiment, your abstract, your paper, whatever you're going to publish this on, your video, watch your video, whatever. So this is extremely important. You'll come across a lot of people who initially seem perhaps intelligent, educated, and they'll speak with you about something. Like I just spoke with this one dumb shit who was talking about religion and a source, and the person was okay in the beginning, but then they idiotically caved into their connotation, their personal belief of source, of the word source. So remember, source is in the etymology of source just means arising or rising up. So you need to make sure that you are focusing on whatever you're trying to do, whether you're a teacher or a math professor or a McDonald's worker or a Starbucks worker or a data entry person or a babysitter or a comic book writer or an illustrator, an artist, a gymnast, a dancer, whatever the hell you are, it doesn't matter. You must make sure that you attack issues, look for opportunities, look at your relationships, look at yourself, completely attack your own mindset and your vision in a way that is the most fundamental, that focuses on the root of everything, on the universal level, the level where you cannot go any lower, the bottommost level, the foundation, whatever word you want to call it or phrase you want to call it. Because if you don't, you will immediately run into issues of, oh, well, that's not what I meant. I meant this. Oh, well, it works in this arena, but not that arena. Okay, so let me change what I said. Then I mean this. No, then you fucked up. So you screwed up, and it is your fault too bad. So if you're able to think this way in a way that's kind of, not kind of, but is on a meta level, a level that is above or beyond your communication, where basically that means you're divorcing from yourself before you speak, very quickly, of course. You divorce from yourself before you speak about whatever topic. Take 1 second or 5 seconds or 1 minute, whatever. And then speak, making sure that you're able to cover every aspect, every audience, every person, every variable, every opportunity, every possible issue now, every possible issue in the future. Then you're going to function on an extremely high level. Now, remember, holistic vision is a journey. Unfortunately, because we're all humans, it's not a destination. So it is a journey of, I'm just going to use the word perfectionism. So just like religion is a journey to ultimately change, have continuous change and be perfect. Just like Six Sigma in business and manufacturing industries is a system of perfection that you always strive for, but that you always are trying to achieve. So you got to remember that Six Sigma, all these different systems, all these different perfection systems, whatever you want to call them, are journeys. They're not destinations. And that's exactly what you need to do with this holistic vision, with this thinking of the foundation, thinking at the lowest level possible, using etymology in all of your words, all of them, when you're trying to communicate. When you talk about God, when you talk about the source, when you talk about power, when you talk about transformation, when you talk about profit, when you talk about human capital, when you talk about parenting, all these different things, it doesn't matter what it is. So just remember, you're moving forward in the most fundamental level, the bottommost level, the most root, the root level, the most universal level. Whenever you do anything, if you're giving a definition, if you're giving a strategy, if you're trying to solve an issue, if you're looking for opportunities, if you're trying to transform yourself, if you're trying to help your relationships, if you're trying to help your family, whatever, because then it's going to be the most beneficial and the most powerful manner you can possibly do.